From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Peace in Aleppo again proves elusive. Heavy fighting resumed Wednesday in Aleppo, Syria, as various parties and their backers traded blame for shattering a ceasefire while a plan to evacuate civilians and rebels was delayed. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the violence included airstrikes on the remaining parts of opposition-held Aleppo, which the rebels seized 4 years ago. Rebel areas were also hit by shelling, while Syrian state television reported that shelling by the rebels killed 6 people in a district that was recently recaptured by the government. Russia blamed the rebels for breaking the truce agreed to Tuesday, saying they attacked Syrian government positions. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said it was government forces who attacked first. Erdogan and Russian President Vladimir Putin were due to discuss the situation in Aleppo sometime Wednesday. Russia, which backs Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, and Turkey, which supports rebels who want to oust him, brokered the deal, which also set up the evacuations that were expected to begin early Wednesday morning. But by midday Wednesday, the fighting had resumed and none of the evacuations had taken place. Saudi Arabia's King Salman vowed on Wednesday to prevent other nations from intervening in neighboring Yemen, where it has been at war with Iranian-backed Shiite rebels since March of 2015. The king's speech comes as UNICEF has renewed its warning of a humanitarian crisis in Yemen, with a new report showing that the number of children suffering from severe malnutrition is 200% higher than it was in 2014. UNICEF said nearly 2.2 million children in Yemen are acutely malnourished. This is VOA News.